I would just say as we move on, this is exactly what the Lord Jesus through the apostle was asking these believers. Is now your choice to sit? Is it now your choice to sit at the feet of the Lord Jesus?
I need some help here.
Do you really think an angel from heaven could come and give us another gospel? Did we have somebody that claims something like that? Huh? Who? I don't know. There's somebody that said an angel came. His name is the angel Mormon. It's true. It's true. Are you with me? Are you with me? Are you listening? Last week I was in Salt Lake City. And I just thought of that verse. Because there were, I don't think they were Galatian. It's really sad. Young people like you, dressed out very, very nicely. Very devoted. And every time you walk by, they're very friendly. And they tell you, hi, where are you from? And they start having a conversation. And I just kind of love to play with these guys. And they tell me about the angel that came and showed somebody the golden tablet, Joseph Smith. Yeah, the golden tablet. And the pity thing they told me was written in old Egyptian hieroglyphics. So I just, it fell right in my camp. So that's really funny. But you know what? There, it's another gospel. It's the same thing. You keep certain things, you don't keep certain things, and you do that. And they look clean, they look nice, they look very, very, like, you feel, they're very friendly, very kind people. Listen up. Because you have them on your college campuses, guys. And they come to you and you said, listen, everything is wonderful. It's, every moral things are right. They are clear. And actually, it came from an angel from heaven. And I thought of that verse. And you know what the Apostle Paul say? If an angel even come from heaven and give you another gospel, be accursed. That's a very, very strong word. He is condemning anybody that take away your liberty and give you the wrong things. Brother Chuck was saying about these little poisons. Just a little something. A little something that looks very nice. Nobody will come to you with a bottle that have, who's a nurse or a doctor here? Okay, some of you are. You see a skull and two bones, right? Would you drink that? If Catherine comes to me, she's a nurse, and give me that bottle and said, here, she's going to become a nurse, and said, listen, here's something for you, and I see a skull and two bones. Do you think I will take it? But if somebody give me a piece of chocolate, I will take it. I gotta be very careful, guys. You have to be very careful. And don't think when somebody come to you, but we have a revelation. We have a revelation. An angel came and told us we do this and this and this. The word of God. You look in the scripture and you see if these things are so.
You know what it says on the front of the Book of Mormon?
You know what? I don't want to even get into that. Actually, I tell you, okay, we don't want to talk about the Mormons. Tell me, Jeff, what it said in there.
It just says another gospel of
exactly.
Christ.
And exactly. It's and totally, you know what's funny? I'm going to say that, and it's going to be, well, I shouldn't say. No, I'll say. They're going to prevent me from going to any of these hotels anymore. They usually have the Book of Mormons in some of the hotels.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what I do? I take it out.
Mm-hmm.
And I usually throw it in the garbage. Not in the garbage in the hotel, I just take it out.
Mm-hmm.
It is another gospel. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jeff.
I think it's an important principle that we'll move from verse 10 to verse 11. But I'm going to give you an example that comes from me personally. He's not going to go to any more of these hotels. But I got sent to a school. I sold industrial stuff. And I went to Grand Rapids, Michigan to a school. And there were things that went on in a time that was supposed to have been a social time. And it was appalling. And I stood up and I left. And the man came over and he says, where are you going? I says, well, I'll tell you what I'm doing. I'm going back to my room. And when I get to back to Bluefield, I will assure you, I will never sell your product because of what you have submitted people to here. Do I seek to please men? This is the answer for me. No, I'm not here to please men. I'm here to please Christ. And you're going to find at school and at work, you're going to have opportunities every day. And I'm saying opportunities because the Lord is going to put you, he's going to allow you to be in those positions where you have to make a decision. Who am I going to stand for? Am I going to stand for my Lord? It's going to make me to be rejected in this world. I know that. So what about this gospel? And I'm going to take our brother's remark from the Mormons and let's get into the gospel that we have. But I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me. Remember, they were going to shoot the messenger. They didn't like his message. How important is it? Romans, Corinthians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, Thessalonians, Timothy, Titus. How important is the message? If I can undo the Apostle Paul, I've gotten rid of all those books. With all of the believers in those areas, I've shot the messenger. So Paul says here, which was preached of me, number one, it is not after man. He says, I don't care that it's not after Peter, James, the others that are at Jerusalem. No, my gospel is not after them. They didn't take me aside and teach me the principles of the gospel. Neither received I it of man. It didn't come from, man is not the source of my gospel. You and I go into the world with the same teaching. Man is not the source of it, but with us, it's a little different. Paul says, neither was I taught it. He didn't go to Jerusalem to gospel school, and the 12 teach him about what it was to be an apostle. He says, no, I didn't do it. It was not my source. They had nothing to do with it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ. That's Paul's gospel. It is a higher gospel in a sense of the word than that which any other one preached. We often say to young believers, we sail with Paul. We especially are those that are walking today in separation from a world according to the principles given to us by the Apostle Paul. So he says it was by the revelation of Jesus Christ.